Welcome to Rambam on the Line. We're up to Perek Shmini, the 8th chapter of Hilchos Trumos, Halacha Aleph. Ha'ubar, a woman who's carrying a baby, Vayavam, or the brother-in-law, if a woman dies, if a husband dies without children, then his wife is supposed to marry the brother-in-law, that's called Yibum, or he can release her through a ceremony known as Chalitza. Va'erison, and the betrothal, Va'cheresh, and the deaf-mute, Va'ventesh Hashanah V'yomechad, or a boy of 9 years old in a day. All of these cases, the Rambam lists here five different cases. All of these cases, they can disqualify a woman from eating truma, v'lo machilim, but they cannot cause somebody else to eat truma. Now, what do we mean? The Rambam will explain. Hober ketzad. What do we mean by the case of the fetus, the unborn child? Bas Yisrael mubaris mikohen. If a daughter of an Israelite is pregnant by a Kohen, lo tochal b'shvila ubar. She may not eat just because she's carrying the child of a Kohen. Ubas Kohenim ubaris Yisrael, asur melechom b'nei ubar. On the other hand, if a daughter of a Kohen is pregnant by an Israelite, even though she's the daughter of a Kohen, still she may not eat because of the unborn child that she's carrying. Shnamas, it says, v'shava beis avia kinareha, she should return to her father's house, just like in her youth. Pratum Mubaris, that excludes one who's not like in her youth. She's now pregnant with the Israelite child, so that's what it's poslin. It disqualifies her. On the other hand, it's not Meichel. It doesn't cause her to eat. In the case when she's carrying a Kohen's child, she still is not allowed to eat. Gimel Baskon Shabalah Yisrael, at the daughter of a Kohen who had intercourse with an Israelite, in Choshesh and Shemana Sabra, we're not afraid that she's pregnant. We assume she's not. She can immerse herself in the mikveh to purify herself after the intercourse, and she may eat at night truma. Israel, if she was married to an Israelite, and her husband died, she may immerse and eat truma that evening until 40 days. Because even if she's pregnant, until 40 days it's permitted. However, If it turns out that she is pregnant, so retroactively, the truma that she's eaten is wrong until 40 days. As mentioned before, until 40 days, it's at that early stage of the development of the fetus, it isn't forbidden to eat truma, but afterwards it is. So therefore, if it turns out that she was pregnant after all, that's not good, the truma that she ate after the 40 days. Because for the 40 days itself, it's not considered a fetus, only it's considered like mere water. If a Israelite woman married a Kohen, and he died, now he left her pregnant. Her slaves may not eat truma because of the unborn child. If she had a child, it would be different, but she only has an unborn child. Only a born child can cause the eating of truma by the slaves. An unborn child cannot. If the unborn child was desecrated, he would not disqualify the slaves from eating truma. He may eat on because he has other kosher brothers. Until this cholol is born, the asher avada melechol, and then the slaves will be forbidden to eat. I'll explain what this means here. Several brothers have a share in the slaves. If one of the brothers is disqualified from the kohuna, that is to say, his mother was a divorced woman, the other brothers are qualified kohanim. So the slaves cannot eat because a partial owner is a disqualified kohen. So what the Rambam is saying is that if the unborn child is disqualified, it doesn't matter until he's born. Since if there are other brothers, paternal brothers, who are kosher kohanim, then the slaves can eat on their behalf. Once he's born, they cannot because a disqualified person has a share in the slaves. Hey, ayavim ketzad. Now back to the original case of those that disqualify and don't cause to eat. The second case was the yavim, the levirate marriage. How so? Basisolat skukul yavim, a Israelite woman awaiting the levirate marriage Kohen to a Kohen, lo tochum, she cannot eat, even though she's awaiting marriage with a Kohen. Shadamaz says, v'chohen ki yikne nefesh, zadai lo kno, a Kohen who acquires someone, he has not acquired her yet.
Vatkon is Kukli Yisrael. On the other hand, a daughter of a Kohen awaiting levirate marriage from an Israelite, Asura, she is forbidden to pay Yavamah because of her brother-in-law. The Pasuk says she should return to her father's house as in her youth. Part of Shemar Yavam that excludes someone who is still awaiting the levirate marriage, the resolution of this marriage through marriage or chalitza. Vav, Yavam Kohen Shabal Yavimto, a brother-in-law Kohen who has relations with his sister-in-law in the levirate marriage. The onus of Ishkaga, whether it's by accident or inadvertently, or by force or by accident, or Sheherava, or he had the beginning of intercourse, Logamah, he did not complete it. Apishakna, even though he is considered her husband, Kamoshabana Bechus Yibum, as is explained in the laws of Yibum, in Machila Batruma, he cannot cause it to be Trumach Yibu Bila Gmur Barasam, till he does a willing and complete intercourse. In other words, the accidental or coerced intercourse does acquire her as a Yavama, but does not allow her to eat the Truma. The Medrash Memorim, what does this apply? Shinisamanam and Erison, if she was betrothed, she was widowed from betrothal. Avamin and Nisun, however, Sochelas Tocha Beviazu. But in the case of marriage, she could have eaten it. She was eating when she was married to her original Kohen husband. She may eat now, even with this type of intercourse, although it's not ideal. Zayin or Erison Ketzah, the next category was betrothal. How so? A Kohen Shinisamanam and Israel, a daughter of a Kohen who was betrothed to an Israelite. Asur lechol, she may not eat truma, shor yesh lo ba kinyan, because the Israelite has a certain acquisition in her. Bat Yisrael shenasas lechoin, on the other hand, an Israelite who is betrothed to a Kohen, still lo tochal jikos the chuppah, she cannot eat until she enters the chuppah. Shematach lo bnei vesavia, kamo shibarano, as we've explained previously, that since she's still living with her father, she may, if she eats truma, she may give it to her family to eat, which is not allowed because they're Israelites. Chas Yisrael shama lechohenes, if an Israelite said to a daughter of a Kohen, Haret Mekadesh Sliach Shloshim Yom, you are betrothed to me. After 30 days, she may eat Truma for the 30 days. Shadai lo nesasa, for she is not yet betrothed. You are betrothed to me from now on and after 30 days. He uses both expressions, from now and after 30 days. She may not eat immediately. The same would be true under circumstances when similar conditions are made. Test, the next category, Acheresh Ketzad, the deaf mute, how does he disqualify and not cause to eat? If a daughter of a Kohen married an Israelite who is a deaf mute, Lotokal, she may not eat Truma, even though it's not a marriage by Torah law. Still, it is a valid marriage by rabbinic law who instituted marriage for deaf mutes. On the other hand, if an Israelite woman married a Kohen who was a deaf mute, lo tocha, she may not eat truma, she in a Kohen min Torah, because by Torah law the marriage is not valid. She in a vendas, because it's not considered adequately intelligent. There's no way of communicating with him or of his communicating since he's a deaf mute, and therefore she may not eat truma because she's not legally, by Torah law, married to him. Yod nesas lechon pikeach, if she was betrothed to a normal Kohen, lehizbek lechon such in ischarish, and he did not conclude the marriage, and did not consummate the marriage, and then he became a deaf mute. Eino cheles, she does not eat truma, because once the marriage came, he was a cheresh. Meis, if he died, the not lefne yavim cheresh, and she fell before the brother-in-law who was a deaf mute, the yibma, and he married her. Eino cheles, also she may not eat. Even though the intercourse is valid by Torah law in this case, but it has the status of an accidental intercourse, as mentioned previously, that does not allow her to eat truma if she was only previously betrothed. If she was already married when he was normal and then he became a deaf mute, then she may eat. If he died and she fell before a brother-in-law who was a deaf mute and he performed the levirate marriage to her zocheles, then she also may eat, since she was eating previously. The wife of a deaf mute who has a child from him may eat because of her son who is a Kohen. Yud Aleph, Mentation of Yemechad Ketzah, the next category. A boy of at least 9 years and a day. How so? How does he disqualify not allowed to eat? If a woman had intercourse with a man to whom she is prohibited. He's not a an adult yet. He's only 9 years and a day or more. Hol v'yosef bios, since the intercourse is considered an intercourse, less than that it isn't, but from that age onward it is. Nifsal medekhuna, this disqualifies her from marrying a kohen. She would not be allowed to eat truma. If neshinas zona chalala, she becomes technically a harlot or a disqualified one. Kamon shabarnu, as we've explained. Afilo hayashachuf, even if he was an individual who did not have an erection and cannot really father a child. On the other hand, if the daughter of a kohen marries a daughter of an Israelite marries a kohen who's 9 years old, even though the intercourse is a valid intercourse, in she cannot eat because of him, since he's a minor. He does not really acquire her until he's an adult. If there's a question as to whether he's 9 years old or not, similarly, if she married a 13-year-old and there's a question as to whether he has brought forth the two hairs, which are the sign of puberty, or maybe he hasn't brought them forth, in those two cases, she's not allowed to eat truma because we're strict in both sides. Perhaps she is being disqualified. In all of the aforementioned cases, just as they do not cause the truma of Torah law to be eaten, so too she may not eat rabbinic truma because we're afraid that one will lead to the other. The following neither disqualify nor allow her to eat. Ones, the case of rape, mafata, the case of seduction, vashota, or the mentally incompetent one, shenosa isha, who married a woman. Elam Cain, unless she was forbidden to them, they were related. In that case, they would disqualify her by intercourse because she would become a harlot or a disqualified one, as we've explained. But if just a plain man rapes or seduces or a person who's mentally incompetent has married her, which is not valid, in all of those cases, if he's a Kohen, she may not eat truma, but if he's Israel, he doesn't disqualify her either. It just does nothing. If a woman married an insane Kohen, or he raped or seduced her, and she gave birth, she may eat by virtue of her son. Even though there's a doubt, since there was no betrothal, maybe she became pregnant by someone else. We assume, though, that the child comes from this man who had intercourse with her. Provided there is no rumor that she's having relations with anyone else. Everyone says that she had relations with this Kohen. Similarly, the daughter of a Kohen who had intercourse with an insane Israelite, or a Israelite raped or seduced her, and she became pregnant, in Ochelus, here conversely, she may not eat truma, because of the unborn child. If the unborn child died, then she may eat truma. If a married woman, and there are witnesses saying that her husband warned her not to be alone with a man, and that she indeed did go alone with a man. She may not eat the truma by virtue of her husband until she drinks the bitter waters. But may she self-exalt zona, because there's a question that she's a harlot, and therefore the drinking of the waters clears up whether she committed adultery or not. If her husband dies before he had an opportunity to have her drink the water, so she was one of the women who do not drink, the various laws of women who do not drink the bitter waters, nor do they take their marriage contract. So she may never eat the truma because there's always this possibility that she was indeed considered a harlot. Any wife of a Kohen who claims that she had intercourse with someone else, she may not eat truma. A minor Israelite woman who married a Kohen without the knowledge of her father, without the will of his father, either in his presence or not in his presence, even though the betrothal was made by her father, but not the marriage, she may not eat truma. For if the father objects to this marriage and the marriage is annulled, she becomes retroactively a non-Kohen, or not married to a Kohen. The fact that the father sees and is quiet, doesn't protest, that's only because he's angry, because she was married without his permission.